This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, it is that time of the week. You are on Bump and Beyond, and I am your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we are talking parenting. I have to start with the big disclaimer that I've been building this up for quite some time now already, is the fact that now officially I have a teenage son. My son turned 13 years old yesterday. I cannot believe it. He's almost as tall as what I am. And that's saying a lot, because you might not know this about me, but I'm 182. That's how tall I am. So I'm quite tall. And my son, he's 13, almost as tall as me. I was crying so much yesterday. It was so ridiculous because I was making this video and post, which I first had to get approval from him that I was allowed to do it, because he's not small anymore, so he might not enjoy my posts about him. Hence also why I don't always post about my children, because they're not small anymore, so they have to approve everything that goes on social media. But I made a post, and it was these pictures and just reminiscing about the birth and how he was born. And I have to say that I absolutely loved his birth journey and becoming a mother. And there is nothing in this world that brings me an equal amount of joy than being a mom. I really love it. It's one of the hardest things that I have to do, definitely. And it's pushed me to my limits in very various ways. But that's also what I love. I really love that I learn from it and grow from it so much. And talking about pushing limits and changing things. And I can remember also, I was thinking about now preparing for today's show, that during my 20s, I've always enjoyed exercise, and I've always enjoyed, which is not normal, I feel always. I know a lot of people that hate any kind of exercise, and that's kind of the norm that you hear. But I've always enjoyed exercise. And then I had children. And then I think it changed slightly my relationship with exercise. Also, just because it kind of overwhelms you, I feel, when you have small children. And then you struggle to find the time to exercise. But yes, as you all must by this time know, that I am very much running obsessed. And I'm telling you, it's not even anymore just running. It's really part of my habit and my life to run. So it's like exercise is second nature to me in some ways. But I wanted to just share with you that this was not always the case. Like I said, I've always been into exercise. I've never been one of those people, oh, I hate exercise. I've always loved the feeling after I exercise. So I've always understood that and the feeling of the way it made me feel. But then I had children, and I remember very distinctly, I think it was over COVID or something, just before COVID, I was just getting so sick of saying I'm tired all the time. That was my life. It was like, if someone says, how are you feeling? I'm like, I'm tired. Even though I was sleeping really well, obviously that's my actual job, is making babies sleep. So my children were sleeping really well. I was sleeping very well, but I was just tired all the time. And the reason for this was because I was doing nothing. I was very unfit. I've had high blood pressure, high cholesterol since I've been in my late 20s, both genetics. I've been on medication for quite some time, and I wanted to actually not take the medication. So then I was like, okay, I have to do something about it. In the end, I had to go on the medication either way, because it was genetic. It was nothing I was doing wrong. But I started exercising again, and then COVID hit, so I had to cancel my gym membership and whatever, and I started running during COVID. And I can tell you, I was absolutely, even though I did like exercise, running, if I saw someone running, I was like, what the hell are they running from? Are these people crazy? And even more so, if I saw someone running in the afternoon, I'm like, is this person insane? What are they doing? We are insane, that I can very, very clearly tell you. You have to be crazy to be running in the middle of the day, which I also do now. But I was one of those people. I couldn't understand why people. And now, like I said, I cannot imagine my life without running. It's just like, I can't imagine my life without my kids, without my husband, all those things. I cannot imagine my life without running because it's become such a habit in my life. And as you all know, habits are what makes our lives easier. What I mean by that is that decision fatigue and all those things is a very normal kind of circumstance in our life, especially as parents. You have to make 50,000 decisions a day. And if you don't have to decide whether or not you're going to exercise or whether or not you're going to brush your teeth, certain things just happen because it's out of habit. It makes your life easier because you don't have to make the choice. It just happens. And that's why I feel exercise, when it becomes a habit like that and doesn't happen overnight, it takes a long time for it to become habitual. It's not a decision anymore. It's part of your life. And I was definitely not one of those people, and I am now. And I can see the difference because I'm never, even when I don't sleep well at night, which sometimes happens, for what do I blame 40 for it. I think it's because I'm 40. I don't know why it is, because sometimes I just don't sleep well. Maybe it's the full moon. Maybe. Anyway, sometimes I don't sleep well. And then the next day, I still have super energy. Why? Because I am fit and I have the energy to take on the day. But I've got an equal enthusiastic fitness enthusiast or enthusiastic person. What is the word that I'm looking for? Enthusiast. That's the word. See, it's like maybe Wednesday. Maybe I'm not as awake as what I'm thinking I am. And a mom of three very busy boys sharing the stage with me today. Lindsay Harris. Hello, Lindsay. Welcome. And thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Yolandi. It's so great to join you.
I feel like I'm tongue-tied because I'm starstruck. Because I'm such a – I'm like Lindsay is one of those people I – very like much stalk on social media because she's such a, I mean, she's cool, first of all, and she's really into fitness, and she has got this positive vibe that I just, you have to like every day listen to her. It's like, oh yes, I can do this. She can do it. I can do it. So yes, I stalk you, Lindsay. So thank you.
Oh, you're well, from one stalker to another. Positivity and the same infectiousness about you. So thank you for compliments and right back at you, sister.
Yeah. So, but I mean, that's the thing. I'm trying to share my own journey that I definitely, if I now look at my body now, and I'm 40, I don't think, maybe when I was in my 20s, I looked at a similar way. But definitely during my 30s, it wasn't even remotely as close as where it is at now. My body, my fitness, my mental well-being, my strength, everything is at another level, which was not the case when I just had children in my 30s. And I'm not sharing that to brag. I am a little bit bragging, I do have to say. It's like a hard work to have gotten to this point. But in the same breath, I feel like I want to tell parents this and moms this, because I don't think I think it's possible for anyone. I'm not an extraordinary fitness person. I'm not going to be a medalist ever. Maybe when I'm 60, then I'll win my age category. Maybe. But at the end of the day, I'm not. What for you does wellness or well-being look like for a mom?
Yes, Yolandi, I think you've already hit so many important nails on the head with the introduction. You know, but for a mom, I think especially with young kids, life is so overwhelming. You're suddenly, you've gone through this journey, pregnancy, your body's changed, hormones are everywhere, emotions are everywhere. Now you become a mom, you've got these little humans, you're juggling work, you're juggling being a good wife, you're juggling learning how to be a mom. It's overwhelming. In a sense, it's like survival. Right.
And I've seen that note, survival. Yep. Lindsay, I'm going to have to interrupt you because we have to go to an ad break this now.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 Chai FM, and this is me, your host, Yolandi Becker, and we're talking parenting today on Bump and Beyond. And specifically today, I'm talking with Lindsay Harris. She's also, like me, I also feel I'm a fitness enthusiast. I'm trying to be a fitness influencer, but it's not working yet. I've not gotten anything for free yet, so it's unfortunate. Also don't have a lot of followers, so please go follow me on Instagram. I would really appreciate that. But mom of three boys as well, so that makes her extra fit, not just on a fitness perspective. But before we got very rudely, or before I very rudely interrupted you, Lindsay, I asked you specifically, what does wellness, because I do feel it looks different for every person, what wellness looks like. And I think you were also mentioning, like, being thrown into this momhood is a big thing. But what do you feel? For you, what does wellness look like?
Sure, Yolandi. I think, like you said, everyone, there's a wellness size that fits everyone differently. But if I look at all the moms, especially the young moms that I've worked with, it's so overwhelming. You're in such a survival mode. And what happens is you then put off moving, you put off looking after yourself, right? And then you fast forward 4, 5, 6, 10 years, maybe even 18 years when your kids are grown up, and then you suddenly realize, oh my word, I still need to start moving again. So I like dumbing things all the way down, peel away the layers. You don't have to work out perfectly. You don't have to work out every day. I say to all my moms that are training with me, if you can train 3 times a week, if you can move your body 3 times a week, if you can take 45 minutes out of your day 3 times a week for you, you are winning.
That sounds great.
You know, the 3 is a great number because it's doable. 3 times a week, that's 1.3% of your week. So it doesn't matter how much you are, you feel like you're drowning or you're overwhelmed by juggling kids and work and everything in between, you've got to make that time for yourself. And it's more a thing of taking the time for yourself mentally. You got to tap out for 45 minutes. You got to move your body because our bodies were designed to move.
I literally listened to a podcast yesterday where they said how bad sitting is for you. Your body is, and they exactly said that your body is made to move and makes a huge difference with lots of things, especially your mental well-being if you're moving around. But I mean, and you're now mentioning also this, like, making time and 3 times a week and things like that. And I can tell you, before I, again, habitually started, and I exercise 6 times a week and very easily. And I can tell you, before that, before I got to this point, I very often used the excuse that I didn't have time for exercise. And the reality is that I actually feel that I'm 50,000 times more productive now that I am, again, fit and being able to focus and concentrate and do things a lot better because of I'm making the time. And I mean, and that's, I kind of, because you mentioned like taking time for yourself, exercise is time for yourself. In all honesty, it filters through to so many aspects of your life that it is not time for yourself. You're creating a fitter, better person for everyone around you. And I'm telling you, my husband can see it. If I was sick for a week in August, or not even, for 4 days. And my husband was, by the end of the 4 days, he's like, I'm very sure you can run today.
Oh, go now.
Yeah, because he's like, he could see that I needed it to be able to function properly. And that's kind of those type of things. But why do you think, Lizzie, it is important for moms to exercise?
Yes, Yolandi. I mean, where do I start? It's critical. It's you're so overwhelmed. You're juggling so many balls. You know, I think God created us women so amazing. We are constantly serving everyone around us. And you fall to the back of the line. You put off looking after yourself to serve those around you. And it's an amazing, I think, trait of a mom. You know, moms are inherently, we put our kids first, we put our families first, but then we forget about ourselves. And the thing is, the reality is, Yolanda, you can't chop with a blunt axe. You can't pour from an empty glass. So, you know, for a mom, it is tough to make 45 minutes 3 times a week. It is tough.
Yeah.
because you are juggling so many other balls, but you have got to. And the minute you get yourself to move 3 times a week, you're going to experience everything you've just said now, where you feel so much fitter, you feel so much more capable, you feel so much calmer, you're so much more present. And the wonderful thing, the magic of moving, is that you are going to end up serving everyone around you that much better. You're going to function better at work. You're going to be more calm as a mom. You're going to be more present. You're going to be a better partner. Moving, we were designed to move. And we were actually laughing about it in a class yesterday, saying, you know, we've become so smart. Life has become, we've become so technologically advanced. You know, we've evolved so much, you know, compared to rewind 100 years ago, 200 years ago, that we sit all day. Tight, our hips are tight, we suckle with our running because our glutes, our bums are totally too weak to carry this load. And we sit and we are literally, we've got smarter, but we've got dumber because we're not getting enough oxygen to our brains. Studies have been showing now the incredible impact of exercise on your brain, on your ability to make smart decisions. And I always say to my girls, when we're moving, we feel better. When we feel better, we make better decisions.
And that, I mean, it is absolutely so true. And again, from personal experience, I can see this, like what impact it has made in my life. And that's the thing, is like, how long have we now already been speaking about all the benefits and how wonderful it is? And not one time has either of us mentioned weight loss as the goal. And that's the thing is, and I can promise, I said it earlier, I have not looked better in my life, I think, ever. I'm 40 years old and there is not a time I've looked better. But it's not even about that. That's a happy coincidence that has happened.
Absolutely.
The absolute benefit for me is absolutely the energy that I have and the strength that I have. I think that for me is also the message, is like, the older you get as well, the bigger your children get, to have strength and to be able to pick things up and to do things is like, for me, such a better thing than to be skinny. I don't really care about skinny anymore. Even though I do like it, it's nice when the jeans fit nicely and things like that. But, and I think, and that's as is. Do you think weight loss should be the goal? I mean, I do think there's obviously benefits on losing weight, health benefits, but should that be the goal, or what do you feel should be the goal for exercise?
Yolandi, I think the biggest mistake, you know, I've been working in this industry, I started Fit First 12 years ago. And if you ask me, the biggest mistake that I see women making is that they train to lose weight. And it roadblocks you from experiencing all these other amazing things that you and I have just spoken about because you are focused on losing weight. Now, don't get me wrong. What we look like as women is important to us. You want to look good. You want to feel good. Like you said, you want to close those jeans and you would look like a fool. 100%. But exercise is not going to make you thinner.
Yeah.
And fitness industry has marketed it this, you know, go train, get a six pack. And it's so incorrect. And it's so sad for me because I think so many moms miss out on all these wonderful benefits of training because they associate training with losing weight. So they say, okay, great. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to sign up for a gym membership. I'm going to start moving now. And you don't see the results that you want. Now, you already don't feel great in your own skin because you want to lose weight. Right? It's already a big thing for you now to start moving.
Yeah.
And you unnecessarily load exercise and creating that habit and showing up to train with this weight loss.
Yeah.
You should say, okay, you know what? I want to lose weight. I need to make changes in what I eat. You and I can train till we're blue in the face. We're not going to out-train a blue diet. You can run 6 marathons if you want to in a week. You are not going to out-train what you put into your body. So if you want to get thinner, you have to change what you're eating, bottom line.
No.
But that's a difficult thing to do. It's difficult to change what you're eating because food is an emotional thing. And women, moms, we are tired, we're overwhelmed, we're emotional, right? Really hard. So start moving so that you can feel better. So you can experience everything you've just said now. You feel stronger. You're 40. You're fit, fabulous, and 40. You haven't looked this way since 20. But it's not because you've focused on weight loss. It's because you've focused on moving your body. And when you're moving your body, you feel better. And when you feel better, you make better decisions. And when you make better decisions, you can ultimately start eating better. You can actually follow the diet plan that you paid a fortune for from your dietitian, you know. Yes.
And I mean, that's so funny because now this is a parenting show. So if you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM. And this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And today we're talking about the benefits of exercise on our well-being as moms. And again, it's so funny for me sometimes how we function as parents because we say these things to our kids all the time. We don't give them chocolate. We limit their screen time. We focus that they can sleep well. We focus that they eat well and that they move around. We say teach these things to our children, yet we don't lead by example as moms. We forget that we need to sleep well as well. So kids learn from what you do. I can tell you, my kids are a lot more active since I've been more active because they can see how much better it is for me and that I'm doing that. So we're preaching all the times, we're limiting what they're eating and all those things, yet we don't filter it through to our own lives in the end of the day. So it is important to practice what you preach. So it's not really about self-care. It's about, like I said, doing what you're telling your children to do because you know what's good for you. And I just also wanted to share because Lindsay, my guest today, if you've just joined me, she's a fitness enthusiast and mom of three. I'll get you guys just now to follow her on Instagram as well because she's really like inspiring, to be honest. But she was also talking about the benefits, obviously, of of exercise and what it has on your life and those type of things. And that weight loss is kind of shouldn't be the end goal of it. And I wanted to personally share as well because I started running in COVID. And I actually I wasn't not running a lot. I was running 3 times a week, I would say. And like you said, it's the weight loss didn't actually happen. I was running and I was running half marathons. So it wasn't like I wasn't running far or anything. And it was only this year where I actually started losing a lot of weight because of the running, but as a byproduct, because I then realized, if I fuel right, things can change. I also stopped drinking at the end of last year, which made a huge difference with my weight loss as well. And now running and training for a marathon, it's like even up the weight loss, but it took what I want to say is it took a very long time for me to start properly losing weight. So I do feel that if your goal is to lose weight, it you have to be patient. It doesn't happen. There is no miracle. And that's a funny thing again, we're preaching these things all the time and we know better, yet we don't believe it. We want a quick fix. We want to get quickly. But those are short term. If you think you have to think long term with your health in the end of the day. But talking specifically, Lindsay, about moms now, a big thing is obviously gaining weight and also like when you're full on pregnant. I remember I did like preggy bellies or something like that while I was pregnant. I was exercising with both my children when I was pregnant. But getting back into exercise after pregnancy was for me quite a big thing. Also because, I don't know, your body changes quite a bit as well. And you just don't have the time or the mental capacity to take on something additionally. But how soon after a baby arrives should or can you start exercising?
Yolandi, I think there are a lot of variables to consider. But I mean, rule of thumb is if you have a C-section, you need to wait for your 6-week clearance from your guide. I was fortunate. I had 3 natural deliveries. So, I mean, I could.
Well done.
it was the most amazing experience. It was the most amazing experience. And I'm very grateful for that. And I could immediately, slowly start moving again. I mean, I think with my I went for my first shuffle sort of a week after he was born, which is probably a little soon. You want to wait for everything to sort of settle and find its But again, I think we build as moms, we build up this idea of exercise that it needs to look like the scene from a CrossFit box where you're doing burpees and pull-ups. And while that is amazing and that's a great goal to work towards, you just need to move. You just need to move your body. So whether that is going for a walk around the block, with your pram and your little one, get some fresh air, get some sunshine, get some vitamin D, just move, because we were designed to move. And as a mom, when you are going through major things in your life, you know, becoming a mom, big deal, a lot of balls to juggle. You know, when you've got a teenage son like yourself, big deal, a lot of balls to juggle. You know, it's so often then that we push the exercise to the side because you don't have time.
No.
But you don't actually realize the disservice you are doing yourself, because during those crisis times, during that survival period, you have to move. Your body needs to move, because you are going to be able to weather this crisis and make better decisions and show up better with more energy and a clearer mind if you are moving.
Oh, and I mean, and that's also it. And it's like, again, my own example here was very, gained crap loads of weight after pregnancy, actually, like when I stopped breastfeeding. So while pregnant, not that much weight gain. Had my babies, not that much weight gain while I was breastfeeding, actually. I think I actually lost a bit of weight while breastfeeding. And then it started gaining, because also then when your kids start eating, then they don't finish their food. Then I was finishing their food, not moving around so much and all that stuff and whatever. I was walking. So I'm sharing this because I was definitely not one of those moms after a week that I started exercising. And I did gain weight, definitely. I've got the pictures to prove it. And then I started walking, and then I was like, no, I want to run 5 kilometers. I want to be able to run the whole time until five. It didn't happen overnight. It was like weeks on end where I was walking, running, walking, running, walking, running 5 kilometers. And eventually I'm like, oh, I can run 5 kilometers without stopping. And then I'm like, I wonder if I can run 7 kilometers. And it kind of built up like little bit by little bit. And it started with walking, exactly what you're saying. Walking with the baby, with the pram, with the toddler. It started walking, and then it kind of grew into something. And now I'm running a marathon. You don't have to run a marathon. That's not necessary. It's very cool though, if you can. But you don't have to do that. But it is... it's just, like I said, we're built to move, and to get out there makes a huge difference.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
And just like that, can you believe the show is coming to a very strong end? I think it's because I'm having so much fun, because I really am passionate about exercise and the need for us to exercise and the impact it has on our lives. And again, this is not rocket science. Me and Lindsay are not telling you something that you have not heard before. It really makes a huge impact on various aspects. And a nice benefit, obviously, is the fact that you can lose weight, especially if you've gained some baby weight during your pregnancy or whatever. But I have to say, for me, the more lasting effects of exercise have definitely been the fact that I have a lot more energy. Like I said, I can just remember so much that at one point I was just like, I cannot tell people I'm tired anymore. Again, it's not good for my business, but it's just not. I'm so tired of telling people I'm tired, and I haven't done that in a very long time. And I know it's because that I'm fit. And it's funny. It's like now if I'm tired, I go for a run and then I feel better. It's so weird, but it does make a huge difference on that. If you've only just joined me, don't worry. This podcast and all of my shows are available as a podcast on hivefm.com. And we've got a nice library available already that you can go listen to. So please do go have a look at that. But Lindsay, before you go, what do you think? I'm now talking about running, and I mean, obviously, I'm super passionate about running, but everyone does not like running. I know that, and I don't need everyone to like running. But what do you think is like the best? Because I mean, there's now this whole craze as well, I feel like, where everyone's like crossfitting or doing strength training, and like weights is the way to lose weight and whatever. What do you think is the best exercise for moms to do?
Yolandi, I think there's no wrong way to move. Mm. The only wrong way to move is if you're not moving. If you love swimming, if you swam at school and this, you find comfort in a swimming pool and you feel confident to do that, go swim. If you love running, go run. If you enjoy HIIT-based aerobic type classes, do that. But you have to move. That's the bottom line. I think the nice thing about running is that it's low-hanging fruit. So you can put your tackies on and you can go. You know, it's very accessible, and that's what's so nice. I've always been more of a cardio girl inside. I love my HIIT workouts. I love running. But the older I've got, I'm 37 now, I realize that I have to lift heavy weights. I have to look after my bones and I have to look after my muscles so that I can run injury free, you know.
Yeah.
So for moms out there who want to start moving, I want to say don't overcomplicate it. Don't follow fitness influencers. I know that you are a budding influencer, Yolandi, and I'm speaking about all the other influencers out there except for you. Follow this idea that you have to have this matching gym outfit and it needs to look like these on point burpees, and it doesn't have to be that. You just need to move, mama. That's all you got to do. And whether that's putting on tackies and walking around the block or coming to finding a nice safe space where you can train and do some strength training or going for a swim, find that confidence again. And every time you show up to train, every single time you show up to train, you will always feel better.
No. And I mean, it is really, I mean, for me also a big thing about the running now as well. And I mean, even before, like I said, I've always kind of been into exercise. So I used to do aerobics all the time. And for me as a mom, the nice part, and I know your classes also do that, is that you come together as a community. So for me, that's also the, like, having other moms who also train and chatting with people about it, that's also really great. So I think that's also, you know, having people that share your interests, and it's also moms going through the same thing as you. I think that for me is also adds on to the benefit. And I mean, you get so many classes these days and everywhere. You also get online classes where you can do that. I mean, I do run quite a lot, but I also actually do enjoy Pilates as well. For me, that's my kind of very big strength type of thing as well. I also, I've got really bad posture. So for me, Pilates has been really great for strengthening my core. It's also really good for my golf. Mm. I shouldn't forget that I'm a really avid golfer as well. Not good at it, but I love it. So look at all these options that we're giving people. It is just about moving and getting out there, moving your body, and it can start. I can promise you nothing has started. None of us have started from being able to run far or being good at it. But it's also the psychological benefits of when you get to a point where you're like, I can run 5 kilometers. It's so amazing. Or I can plank for 30 minutes. No one can plank for 30 minutes. I can plank for 1 minute, and I'm very proud of myself for that.
Absolutely.
Lindsay, it was so wonderful having you. Please, before you go, can you just share with people where they can find you?
Absolutely, Yolandi. So I have a studio in Marulana, just down the road from the village. So if you are a village frequent visitor, I'm around the corner there, and I specialize in strength training classes for women. Just chicas, just ladies, lifting dumbbells, getting stronger with every rep that we do. And it's just an amazing time together as moms, getting together, moving together, and every time walking out those doors feeling like, oh my word, I own this and I'm going to own my day now as well.
No, I love that. Please do go. What's your handle on Instagram for your
page? It's Training Strong Moms.
Strong Moms. Remember that. Strong Moms. So please go follow Lindsay, because really, I mean, she says she's not an influencer. She probably isn't. But she really, I mean, it's very good affirmation. And just seeing her do her thing really is inspirational. So thank you so much, Lindsay, for joining me today. It was fantastic having you.
Thank you, Lindsay. Thanks for the opportunity.